Gene Rasmussen, head girls basketball coach with the IK Manning Wolves, joining us here as again we kind of reflect back on the 2020-2021 season. And coach, always good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's always good to chat with you, especially when we can talk about other sports and also those Huskers once in a while.
Absolutely. You know, it's much more enjoyable talking to you than, you know, maybe Coach Wags, because he likes to dig on me about those Huskers a little bit. But you being a fellow.
I get that from him once in a while, too.
I imagine. You being a fellow Husker, we get along pretty well. So.
Definitely.
Coach, let's talk about this past season. You guys came in. You had a few returners from last year, but you knew the schedule was going to be really strong. You opened up against Trainer and then Loma, two teams that have been really strong, and Panorama. I got a chance to see you guys against Panorama on the road that day. It ended up being a six-point loss, but I thought you guys played really well that day. What did you think that early in the season, what your team looked like, especially with that tough schedule?
Yeah, you know, we always like to play a tough schedule. You know, hopefully that'll help us out in the long run. As we play in, you know, that's what's going to make you better, playing that type of competition. And our conference is really tough. We had three teams vying for a state tournament berth last night. Trainer and Underwood played against each other, and Trainer was able to get the win on that one. And then AHSTW was playing against Nottoweah Valley, and you know, they had a shot there as well to make it to the state tournament. So we had three teams from our conference vying for a state tournament. So you know our conference is tough. And which is good. You know, you have to be ready to play night in and night out, and you have to give your best effort night in and night out. You know, early on, you know, I wasn't exactly sure where we'd be at with this group, you know, but I thought, you know, we could improve throughout the season and be competitive each and every game.
Did you feel like you were able to do that? In what areas did you feel like you got better at?
You know, one of the things I felt early on, you know, I loved how hard our girls were practicing, and you know, you just want to see improvement throughout every aspect of the game. But I thought as we got toward the end of the season, our defense got really, really good, and I think that helped us out a lot, especially toward the end of the season. You know, we were making defensive mistakes early on, which hurt us against those good teams. But you know, as we moved along throughout the season, I felt our defense really got better. And as far as offensively, you know, I thought we had potential to do some good things with the people that we had, and you know, once again, you know, I thought our consistency level wasn't quite there, but I did think it did improve throughout the season. I think it did show at the end of the season.
Coach, you mentioned the defense got better. Was it just kids getting kind of more comfortable and a better understanding of what their role was in the defense?
Yeah, you know, positioning I think is a huge factor in defense. And I think we got more comfortable being in the right position at the right times, and I think that helped out a ton as we went along.
Coach, I know you guys love to be able to get the ball inside. Don't quite have the same size that you guys have had maybe, you know, in earlier years. So how much does that impact you guys offensively right now?
You know, we made some changes to our offense. We did a lot of more cutting and moving in that type of aspect of the game. You know, I thought Bianca, I thought she improved throughout the year, and I think she was playing her best. You know, I think she had one of her better games against Audubon in a 10-point loss that we had, but I thought she had a really good game against Audubon, and I thought also Bree came a long ways in that post area as well, and I thought she had one of her better games there against Audubon too toward the end of the year. So I think that was very encouraging to see to get that post play. And you're right, we weren't very tall, you know, once again, if you're not tall, you have to adapt your offense to what you think it will do to help your players be successful. And, you know, even with not the size that we did have, Bianca and Bree did a really nice job inside for us, getting good position and being able to finish some shots.
Coach, a lot of the coaches I've talked to so far this season have kind of indicated that shooting the basketball was kind of a woe for their team this year, and it was a struggle. Did you find that for the girls, or did you feel like you guys shot the ball pretty well?
You know, I think that was, like you said, across the board for a lot of teams, not shooting the ball well. You know, I think we were down with our two-point shot percentage, and I think our three-point shot percentage was down as well. I don't know the exact numbers, but I know we didn't shoot the ball quite like we would like to, and you know, I think free throws were down as well. You know, and I like you said, you know, I think that was throughout all the teams around the area had that same problem.
Did you, where was there a part of the season where you felt like, okay, things are starting to click, we're starting to play a little bit better? I thought maybe, even though it was a loss, it was around that Trainer game when you fell 47-42.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was one of the turning points as well. You know, I thought, you know, you could see little steps building up to that, and then over Christmas break, you could see some things building up to the improvement that we were showing. You know, once again, I think it kind of goes back to that consistency level. Being consistent the whole time, putting together a four good quarters. You know, and I thought against that Trainer team, we were starting to take some steps in that direction. And I felt, you can't have two or three bad minutes against a really good team because they're really going to take advantage of it. And I felt that hurt us in some of our games. You know, we play one or two really good quarters or three really good quarters, and then, the next quarter wasn't so good. And then the other teams, especially the really good teams, would take advantage of that.
And, Coach, it seemed like a lot of times the good quarter for you guys a lot of times did seem to be that fourth quarter, and I thought that showed a lot with the competitiveness of the kids.
Yeah, definitely. You know, this group of kids, I pride them on that effort that they gave every night, that fight, that drive, that never to give up attitude was just huge for this group. And I'm really happy about that.
Coach, you guys had some really convincing wins this year against some of the teams, but I look at that Trainer loss, that 47-42, or maybe the Panorama game. What do you feel like was the best game you guys played or most complete game you guys played this year?
I'm thinking, right around one of those two games. Probably more the Trainer game. I thought defensively we played much better than we did during the beginning of the season. And, I felt that was a good one. I was trying to think of some other games toward the end there. You know, even against Audubon, I thought we played pretty well, and that was toward the end of the year. Even in the last game, our last regular season game against Underwood, they beat us by 29 the first time we played, and ended up being a 10-point loss the last time. So that tells you that the improvement that these kids have made. And also, you know, I think like I said, I think there was like a point in there where we were only down maybe five at one point, and we had that little lapse there of two or three minutes, and then the good teams really take advantage of it. So, I thought, Underwood, even toward the end of the year, was a really, even though it was a loss, you know, I thought it showed the improvement that the kids had made.
Did you go into the playoffs? You knew you were going to have a tough matchup with East Sac. You guys were really, I thought, comparable, and it proved out going to overtime. But did you go into the postseason pretty confident on a potential run for you guys?
Yeah, you always hope that when you get to that point of the time that you can always make a strong run. We knew East Sac was going to be a tough competition that first game right out. You know, like you said, we were very comparable. I felt that we got off to a slow start in that game, but really battled. We were down. I can't even remember for sure what we were down, but we did battle back and tie things up there at the end, and then we went into overtime with them. So, then that goes to show that their drive and the fight and that never give up attitude that they had.
Coach, you're going to be losing four seniors off of this one. One of them didn't get a chance to play this year because of injury, and Lauren Danner, but I know she was still a part of the ball club for you. You kind of mentioned Bree Mulbauer earlier, but Nicole Hansen and of course, Alexa Arenholtz, two outstanding players for you as well. I know this senior group going to mean something for you.
Yeah, it's always when that last game comes, and you hate to see those seniors leave, and that their careers is done for at the high school level. And you see the when they come in as freshmen and where they're at until they get to be seniors and the work that they put in and the time. You want the best for them. And I know those girls will go on and do great things. You talked about Lauren not being able to play her senior year. She is such a great kid.
Yes.
And she was there the whole time this year with the girls, and you could always hear her encouraging from the bench or in practice. You know, when she was at practice, she would help out with some of those younger kids and talk to them. And she's just a really neat person, and she did a, unfortunately she wasn't able to play this year, but you know, just really appreciate everything that she brought to the team, and just really appreciate that. Bree, we did talk about Bree as being a post player for us, an inside factor for us, and going to miss that, and she was a really hard practice player. She really did a nice job at practice, and she was another person that was always encouraging. You could always hear her encouraging the other teammates and trying to help them out. And then Nicole really did a nice job for us all 4 years, especially last year, and then she played some as a sophomore, and then this year as well. Just a really good player. She came a long ways defensively for us, especially this last year. I thought defensively she did a nice job, but she was able to knock down the threes for us, a good outside threat, and that will be missed as well. And then Alexa, I think she started as a sophomore and junior and senior year all 3 years. She was able to get a really good milestone for her this year. She went over 1,000 points in her career. I think she ended up with 1,026, I believe, something like that. So that's a great milestone for her and something that a goal that she had set for herself coming into that season. And then just a great defensive player and leader on the team. She was the point guard, lots of steals, lots of nice passes, inside, outside. Just a really nice player for us.
Absolutely. Probably going to go down in the record books with the 3 years as a starter and played a lot as a freshman as maybe one of the statistical leaders for IKEA Manning in their history. Coach, we're going to miss those four seniors, I know, but you got some building blocks. Morgan Hansen got some time. I thought Taylor Fernanding really grew this year as a player. We talked a little bit about Bianca Cadwell. Macy Doyle, I thought, came on. And then even late in the season, you had some other players, Mabel Langle and Bailey Germer. Katie Wooster also got some time. And I thought early in the season, Nevaeh Bolin was a nice player down in the post, and looks like she's got a good future for you as well.
Yeah, all those kids that you named are going to be a huge factor in us moving forward. Morgan, like you said, I thought she came a long way this year as well. She got more confident as the season went along for just being a sophomore and getting a lot of playing time. She did a nice job for us, especially toward the end of the season as she gained that confidence. Taylor Fernandine, she improved a ton from last year, and I think she's going to be a big factor for us next year, both offensively and defensively. And then Bianca, I think she's going to step up and do some nice things for us as well next year. You also mentioned Macy. I thought Macy came a long way, especially her defense is really good. I thought offensively she's come along really nicely over this last year. And then you mentioned Bailey Groomer as well, and I think she's got a lot of potential. And Mabel Langle, she had toward the end of the season, she had a concussion and wasn't able to do some things. But I think she's got some big things, and also Nevaeh Bolin as well, yes.
Coach, what are the off-season goals? What are the off-season plans for you guys if we can have more of a normal off-season this year?
I'm hoping that it's going to be normal than what it was last spring and fall. We'll do open gyms. We'll try and get to some team camps. It's going to be important for them to do some things on their own where they can get to a basket, do some ball handling and things like that. Off-season is huge for fundamentals, working that right and left hand, working on that shooting form. And those team camps and things build a lot of camaraderie and teamwork together so that they can adjust to one another. I think that, those are all important things as you go through the spring and the summer and as you move into the next season.
Well, Coach, as always, it's good to catch up with you. I always enjoy getting a chance to talk to you. Appreciate you always sending results. We never have to worry about getting anything from you, so that makes it a lot easier for us to do our job. So we appreciate that very much, and thanks for all the time you've given us all season long.
Yeah, and thank you. You guys just do a great job of covering this area and the schools and the amount of time that you guys put in, on the radio and to your social media. It's just outstanding. So, kudos to you and all your hard work, and it doesn't go unnoticed. I know a lot of people look to find those stats and those types of things that you do put on those on the radio and social media, and it's just outstanding.
Well, thank you very much, Coach. Head coach again, Gene Rasmussen with the IKEA Manning Girls Basketball Program.